I'm Laura Winters.
No one wants a strike. Say it again. No one wants a strike.
President Biden speaking at the White House about the ongoing UAW strike in Michigan, where union members are looking for a 46% bump in pay. They were offered less than half that, so they opted to walk off the job. USA's Ryan Daniels now with more on the story.
President Biden is sending two top White House advisors to Detroit now to try and bring UAW leaders and Big Three automakers to a new contract agreement. During a speech from the White House on Friday, Biden leaned the union's way, calling on carmakers to share record auto profits with the workers who made them. This week's UAW strike will be the first to hit all three Detroit carmakers at once. However, Union President Sean Fain is using a targeted approach across all three, ordering strikes at a variety of car plants across the country. Fain says he can't trust the way company executives have been acting.
We've told them from day one, we expect to bargain now, not wait till the end. They waited till last week. We had to file unfair labor practice charges on two companies to get them to come to the table.
Roughly 13,000 UAW members walked off the job at three separate plants in Missouri, Michigan, and Ohio Friday.
In other news, our wide-open southern border and an endless supply of fentanyl coming across, now killing children. Police in New York City say a one-year-old boy is dead and three other kids, including a baby girl, are in the hospital after eating the drug at a daycare center in the Bronx. Firefighters responding to the scene wearing breathing equipment, as initially it was believed they were responding to a carbon monoxide leak. Detectives trying to figure out who brought the drugs into the facility. And Jews around the world celebrating Rosh Hashanah, the start of the new year. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We turn now to politics and the race for president in 2024. Former President Trump still way out ahead of all the other GOP candidates. USA's Dave Collins reports.
Former President Trump is denying accusations he asked a Mar-a-Lago staffer to delete security footage sought by federal investigators in his classified document case. In an interview with NBC, Trump called the charge false and noted that no tapes were ever deleted.
When they asked for the tapes, I said, sure, they're my tapes. I could afford them. I didn't even have to give them. Just so you understand, though, we didn't delete anything. Nothing was deleted.
He said he would be willing to testify to that under oath. Trump is facing 40 criminal counts related to obstruction of justice and alleged efforts to keep classified material after leaving the White House.
The FBI investigating a computer hack attack at MGM.
The attack, which began Monday, has paralyzed the company's systems for several days. MGM, which operates 31 hotels and gaming venues worldwide, announced the shutdown on Monday, citing a cybersecurity issue. The extent of the incident's impact remains unclear, but social media posts are showing disrupted operations in Las Vegas, with slot machines offline and long lines at registration, show box offices, and restaurants where computers are offline. It's unknown who's responsible or if any data was compromised. Analysts say casinos are often targeted for financially motivated cybercrimes. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.